The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
And welcome back to Generations Radio, and thank you for tuning in this beginning part of 2019, January here. I hope you guys got all your resolutions done, your goals set, and try and stick to that, because I did it last year, and I used to get my annual physical every year in January. Usually it's the first week of January. I just did mine this past Monday, and last year, after my physical, my doctor surprised me. He goes, "Oh, I got to put you on some high blood pressure and some cholesterol pills." I said, "What are you talking about? I'm pretty healthy." He goes, "We did your blood report and this and that, and I think you need to do that." It's like, no, that's not going to happen. No, Percy, you need to do that because you could have a heart attack. Come on. So I got prescribed, went down to my long CVS place, and paid for the prescription, read the label, sat it down, did some research on what this thing does, and I put it on the side and never took any pills. Believe it or not, I said, I'll reduce my own blood pressure and fix my cholesterol. So I bought one of those, what do you call those things that does your blood pressure? A Porter monitor thing, and used it a couple times. And I said, nah, we'll figure this out. And we did. So I went back this past Monday, blood work and everything. My blood pressure was 120 over 80, which is about perfect. I don't look like I'm healthy, but I am overweight. But my cholesterol levels went down, my triglycerides went down, my liver was, everything was
terrific,
perfect, he said. That's what I said, like, wow. So he shook my hand, so he's talking story, he goes, let me tell you, my doctor always tells me a joke before I leave, it's so cute. But yeah, and I got a tribute to your trainer, gym guys I've been working out with, Andy. I do a few other supplements I take. Xanthosin was another one I've been taking quite a bit of because I'm very active in golf and softball. And just started playing tennis and I hurt my leg. Pulled my thigh muscle the second week of practice. Oh my goodness! But yeah, that I'm telling you, I think that really helps because Andy gets some cardio going, and so it's done very well. So Debbie Kim Morikawa from Gym Guys is here, and Debbie, I'm telling you, you guys have done a great job. Your trainers are great. So tell our audience more about Gym Guys.
Well, thanks so much for having us on your show, Percy. You know, I first of all have to just say how much I really appreciate Generations. You know, whenever anybody asks me any questions about seniors, resources, I always point them to Generations Magazine and your website because you do have a plethora of resources and you're really out there trying to help as many people as possible in the community deal with this aging mm-hmm. population. So, you know, you've been a wonderful resource for us as well as for everyone out there in the community that's dealing with this issue. So Gym Guys is an in-home personal training franchise, and we come to your home. So we bring the gym to you. So we make it very convenient, and we're there for people at all ages. So even though we have focused on seniors, the reason we chose that population to target was because while we recommend that everybody go out and do their exercises in the community, whether it's going to a class, walking in the community, going to the malls, those are all really good ways to get both socialization mm-hmm. and fitness. There are people that have lost their ability to get out because they gave up their driver's license or they just don't feel as comfortable driving or they no longer take the bus. And so for those individuals, we wanted to create an option. So we make it convenient. We come to them. And we spend an hour with them and provide them with a good range of exercises that can keep them fit and functional for as long as possible.
Yeah, that's really what it does. Actually, your guy, Andy, comes to my friend's condo. So he trains two of us. My friend's, I think, 71. I'm 58. And we do the same workout, albeit he can't do as much as I can. I don't think he listens to this radio show anyway. But anyway, but for 71, he's gotten stronger a little bit. We've been doing it, a month and a half, 2 months now? And we do cardio. So we do some basic exercises, but man, let me tell you, it burns some calories. And that's what I appreciate about it. So, yeah, we work out at the gym in the condominium, my friend's condominium, and he does both of us at the same time. So it's been great. And he's 71, and hopefully he can continue this with us, you know. But I was amazed at how many of your numbers are over 60, over 70.
Right. Over a third of our clientele are in their 80s. And then we do have an almost a third that are in their 60s to the 80s, or 60s and 70s. And we have two people that are in their 30s and two people in their 90s. So we have a full range. But the majority of our people are really in their 80s, 70s and 80s. And the reason for this is because more people are understanding what the risks of not exercising are and are choosing to be proactive. We always knew that the benefit of exercise in terms of improving mood, energy, attention, strength training for balance and maintaining our muscles and our bones. But now the studies that have been coming out are actually showing that sitting or not exercising is hazardous to your health. And that was a new one.
Hazardous, like smoking. Yeah, it is hazardous.
Right.
You know,
that's the new catchphrase, that sitting is the new smoking. In fact, there was one article that came out in CNN that was saying that actually a sedentary lifestyle, sitting, is twice as hazardous as someone who's on dialysis to your health for mortality. Wow. And, you know, those kind of numbers are really startling. There was an article that came out on WebMD that also talked about the fact that just sitting alone, even if you exercise, is going to cause health problems, and that exercise alone cannot help. So that's why we always tell people, even if you really can't do a lot, at least get up and move. Don't sit for longer than 30 minutes at a time. Get up and move. And so a lot of the things that we do are things that you can simply do around the home, because we just want everyone to make sure that they can feel better, function better, and maintain their independence for as long as possible, because your quality of life really goes downhill once you lose your mobility. You know, you start to need to ask more people for help. It becomes more painful. And those are things that can be prevented. Yeah. Especially the falls. You know, the CDC did their studies, and one in four seniors over the age of 65 are going to fall.
That's a fact, yes.
That's a fact. And what's even more scary is that the studies that they did in Hawaii, or the surveys that they did in Hawaii, found that for every person that goes to the emergency room because of a fall, 35% of them never are able to go back home. And that's kind of sad. So we know that falls are preventable. And with exercise, the important thing in terms of falls is balance and making sure that your bones are strong enough so that if you fall, you don't sustain a hip fracture. And those exercises have to be in weight bearing, and there needs to be some resistance involved.
I'll tell you, you get all those statistics from our fall prevention consortium.
Right.
You know?
I'm a member.
Yeah, that's great. But yeah, one of the key things that we should try to be focused on, especially for people over in the 80s, is fall prevention. And strength building is so important. I saw something recently. Now that is, think about it. You did an exercise class in chairs. Was that you?
In chairs?
Yeah, you're sitting in chairs or working around a chair.
No? So most of our exercises are going to alternate between sitting and standing. We do both. And the reason that we do the both is because there needs to be a recovery period. People can't stand for, let's say, an hour. So then when they're sitting, we'll do some resistance training with their arms. But we try to do as much as we can in standing, because just standing alone is going to help with that weight-bearing component that you need to build bones.
I know, and it's just the statistics for falling is staggering.
It's scary.
Was it every 10 minutes or something like that?
Well, Stan Michaels always says that every hour of every day, every year, a person is going to fall. And so, you know, that's a lot of people. That's in Hawaii.
Well, you mentioned one thing about how much exercise can help you and to improve mood. Because as you get older, a lot of people get depressed, especially men. They get really depressed. Can't do this. They can't golf anymore. You know, they can't drink as much as they used to do. They can't do some of the things. And their mood is, I say, you're just getting to be an old man. You know, you need to get out and move around, yeah?
Well, that's another talk that I had listened to again on the web. Neuroscientist Wendy Suzuki actually talked about how exercises are like the 401k for the brain. What she found is that if there is a strong aerobic component to exercise, not only does it increase mood, attention, and reaction time, it actually can grow brain cells. And those brain cells, are in the section of the brain that are typically susceptible to neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. So she's saying that if you do these aerobic exercises, 30 minutes a day for at least 3 to 5 times a week, then you're actually growing brain cells in the parts of the brain so that if you should start to develop some of these neurodegenerative diseases, you've got a bigger bank. To pull from. And so you can protect yourself for longer. And then the WebMD article came out that talked about sitting being hazardous to your health. It said that basically the sitting can also contribute to dementia. So exercise is really what's going to help both your brain and your body and overall function.
Yeah. So if you just tuned in, we're here with Debbie Kim Morikawa, owner of Gym Guys here, the in-home personal training franchise. I use them. They're great. They're on page, in the current issue with Carol Kine cover, they're on page 46, I believe. And you have a picture of a lady boxing on your ad here.
Yes, Lillian.
Do you want to boxing?
Yes. So there are some people who enjoy just, it's just a fun activity. So it's a good cardio. It's also good for balance. When you're standing and you're having to shift your weight back and forth, it gets your core. So it's a really good total body workout. But we also have people that are doing different types of weight, different types of using TheraBand, whether it's weights, medicine balls, as well as kettlebells. People do all kinds of things with
us. Yeah, we use kettlebells, not heavy ones. But yeah, that's if you do it properly, it really does help you with your core, your balance, strength.
I'm so glad you brought that up because posture is in the foundation of everything that we do. Most people don't think of posture as being really important for your function. They just think of it as, oh, my mom told me I need to sit up straight. But in reality, without good posture, which maintains good spinal alignment, you can really throw your body out of whack. And so at the foundation of all our exercises, we make sure that everyone is aligned, maintaining good form and mechanics while they do it so they can be safe, as well as they're conditioning their core.
Yeah. It's one of the first things we did with your gym guy who's training with me is stand on the wall, stand up straight. Let me see how you stand. So he comes and follows me like, okay, you need to open your chest up more. You need to use your core more when you stand. Don't stand slouched like that. So yeah, that was one of the first things we did.
Exactly, because most people aren't even aware of what their posture is. Most of us don't have perfect posture, and that's okay, but we need to at least know what our posture is because there's no way we can correct it or improve it if we don't know what it is. So that's the first step, just doing an analysis, and that's part of our initial assessment.
That's really good.
We give you feedback.
I didn't realize also my hips were kind of back too far.
Oh.
And so he wanted me to push it up more.
Yeah.
And in my chest too, I was slouching my shoulders, so they're like kind of curving in when they shouldn't be, right? So I was like, wow, okay, Andy.
That's a very common problem nowadays. They call it the rounded shoulders forward head posture because of the use of smartphones, sitting at a computer, reading, eating, driving. We're always kind of slouched over for prolonged periods of time. So all the muscles in the front of the body get short. The muscles in the back postural muscles start to get stretched out. And that's what causes those imbalances. Your head weighs a little over 10 pounds. So when your head starts to shift forward, that starts to pull your whole body forward. So you've seen those older people that are all hunched over. That's what we don't want to happen. But that shift starts very gradually and you don't even notice it until now we look, oh, your ears are about 1 or 2 inches in front of your shoulders. Did you know that?
Yeah. Well, he put me against the wall and I realized, I need to stand up more straight. My hips were tucked into my, I need to raise it up more. And it definitely helped make me kind of more concentrate on my core. Because isn't that kind of everything with your strength and your balance and everything?
Yes, your core is really critical. And the core refers to the muscles in the front of your body as well as the back of your body. Because that stabilizes your spine so that the rest of your body can work more efficiently. It's also going to help you with balance because if your core is weak, then your body is going to start kind of teetering more so. And that can throw you off balance if your other muscles are weak as well.
Yeah. I know this is not one of the questions, but do you find clients that are working out with you guys that have had a stroke or have Parkinson's?
Yes, definitely. So we actually probably one of our more unique clients is someone who's actually in a nursing facility. And so when she came to us, she spends all of her time in a wheelchair. The only time she walks is occasionally when the staff will get her. And initially when we saw her, they needed two people to walk with her.
Wow.
She needed moderate assistance to go from sitting to standing. Hmm. So basically,
and what she wanted personal training?
Her son, well, she did and her son did. They wanted her basically just to be able to walk. So what we were finding was that a lot of it is that when someone has had a stroke and are severely weak on one side, their bodies forget how to walk. So it's not necessarily just that they have weak muscles, but that mind-body connection gets lost and they lose that ability to coordinate the movement of walking. And so initially, we just have to take them through the movements. We need to make sure that we try to balance out that muscle strength. Because again, if one side's stronger and the other side's weaker, that's going to throw you off balance when you try to take a step or you try to shift your weight. So we do a lot of evening out that strength, but building up that core so that they are able to then take that step and balance on one leg as they pick the other foot up. And we are able to get people to be much more functional. So now this woman is able to walk with minimal assistance, but she, you know, she needs that support. Every once in a while, she gets over enthusiastic and she'll kind of go a little too quickly and she'll lose her balance. So obviously there always needs to be supervision, but she went from not really being able to walk to now walking fairly well with someone standing by.
Wow.
With a walker, of course.
Reminds me of your age coach, Les Murakami there. He had a stroke at 66, I believe. He just spoke to our insurance association in December. And he's had home care for 18 years, I think that was, 18 years. And he's 82 now. And he works out 5 days a week.
Yes.
With a physical therapist. And he's just proven, I mean, people saw him, he's still in a wheelchair, but he's proven that exercise and training has helped him survive. And mentally, he's still strong. He can still talk about yesterday and last month and last year and even though he's still having a stroke, talk about the UH baseball glory days. He just fascinated the crowd last month, and a lot of it got to do for his wife Dot, who still is there and still able to have a great life together in their home. And he might be a perfect one for home care, but sitting is being sedentary and sitting. I didn't realize is that growing. It's just really grown to be an epidemic.
It is
like smoking.
And it's just because, you know, we're so used to working in front of computers, you know, looking at our phones.
Yeah.
It's so watching TV. It's so easy just to sit. But when you sit, your hip flexors start to tighten down. You have that rounded shoulder. And it's really hard to reverse because you don't ever get into a pattern of movement that can reverse that. So without exercise, you are going to develop really poor postural imbalances that are going to create problems down the road.
Yeah, especially all these new TVs. I won a TV at a golf tournament a couple of months back at the Roku TV. If you know what TV is, man, they got all kind of channels on there. Like I never even heard of some of these channels, you know. But I love Hulu and Netflix, and I do the other one, Amazon Prime. They have a lot of great movies. But yeah, I noticed I'm watching more TV because they have some great shows over there. I hardly ever watch regular channel TV anymore. I don't know. Hardly even HBO or Cinemax because another channels are great, and so I can see that. But so how do you motivate somebody, or is it a lot of the time the children will call you up that my mom needs to exercise?
It's a little of both, you know. I think maybe a third of the time the children are calling and saying, you know what, I need something for my mom or dad or both, because they aren't able to get out as much, and I'm really worried because I'm starting to see those changes. I think one of the things that we emphasize, and I can't remember if I mentioned this on the last show that I did with you or not, but we lose 1% muscle mass every year after we hit the age of 50. But 1% is so small, you don't really notice it. So you don't realize just how much you're losing until you lose that last 1% that allowed you to get up easily. Now all of a sudden you're kind of having to push off. or you get up and you have to kind of catch your balance first before you can start walking. So we definitely want to catch people before that. So sometimes family members who visit intermittently, they recognize that more and they see it and they'll call us, especially people who live on the mainland and they can't visit as often. So I'm getting a lot of those calls. Sometimes it's the wife or the husband, they're worried and they know that it's going to be harder to care for someone once they lose their mobility.
Yeah.
And so they want someone to come in to just help maintain their strength. Because once you get to the point where they're needing a little more assistance to stand up, and you see that, they'll reach out and grab onto you or they'll push off the table. And those are the times when you know you want to get someone in there to help them get stronger. Because if they're grabbing someone and they're with a spouse, they could pull their spouse down with them. And that's very dangerous.
And a lot of times it is the male, right, and the female is caring for them, right, and that happens, and we're seeing so much of it. But you're absolutely right. If you're caring for somebody and you know at some point they're going to need more care and you're going to have to do the care, you better start thinking about being more proactive versus reactive, right?
Right. And, you know, if you're thinking about the cost factor, one of the things I always point out is, you know, bringing us in and at least doing a little bit of strength training once a week can prevent some of these things from happening.
Absolutely.
Versus allowing the decline to occur and now you can't care for someone and you need 24/7 care.
Well, 24/7 care. I just talked to a friend of ours just at a meeting Tuesday morning, and they have mom's 24/7 care. And my friend next to her at the breakfast, he goes, "Wow, that's a lot of money." Yeah, try $26 to $28 an hour times 24 times 7 days a week. That's a lot of money. So I think if you're listening out there, really think about that and try and be proactive. But before we go to break, Debbie, what are some of the basic things that seniors need to? I know when you do an assessment, what do you do especially for seniors when you do an assessment?
So when we do assessment for seniors, we start out again with what you and I were talking about as far as posture, because we want to look at basically how they're aligned. What is their neutral posture? Because there could be things about how they stand and how they sit and how they move that are going to affect their balance and affect their ability to exercise properly and safely.
No, the reason why I say that is that when I first did assessment with your gym guys, I didn't even think about that. Posture, what do you mean about posture? I can see core is important, but I never thought about posture. And because a lot of seniors sit.
Yes. Yeah. And again, we carry bags on one side, we lean to one side, we shift our weight to one side. So many times we're doing things one-sided and that starts to shift your weight. And that eventually can cause curvatures in your spine permanently. So those are the kinds of things we want to try to avoid. As well as we want to try to correct during our exercises so we're not exacerbating a pre-existing curvature.
Yeah, in fact, talking about that, I actually went to a meeting with a big corporate company. Their office at a warehouse in Halava, and I was carrying two bags. And I said, "Oh, the office is up on top there." And I walked up a flight of stairs, about 35 steps, and it was kind of a steep angle. And I was carrying these bags up there. When I got to the top, it was at a warehouse, and when I got to the top, I felt, "Oh, my back is." I was like 28 years old. I wrenched my back, and in that hour meeting. Every 10 minutes, my head started going lower and lower and lower. And the guy goes, "Are you okay?" So my back was, I didn't want to tell him I wrenched my back coming up your stairs. And I was out for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I don't want to tell you the company name, but that posture and your balance and stuff like that, when you're carrying stuff on your shoulders.
When you're not doing it properly, you can hurt yourself without even realizing it.
Oh, yeah. Our photographer, has a short shoulder from carrying all the equipment on his one side.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "You got to switch sides or get a hand truck," you know. But yeah, besides posture real quick, what else we got?
So we also do balance tests to see basically.
Like standing on one leg or something?
It could be standing on one leg. It could be going from sitting to standing with your arms crossed over your body, going from a chair. And we do basically the CDC tests.
So the CDC is Centers for Disease Control.
They have a program where they have standardized assessments to test seniors for their balance. So one is the single leg stand. We do the arms cross. We call that a chair stand. We also have it's called the up and go or tug, where they're seated, they walk 10 feet and come back and sit back down. So what we're looking for is How they walk, do they teeter back and forth? When they turn, are they turning in a block format or are they smoothly turning around? Do they start to grab onto something to try to regain their balance? Is it a smooth gait? Are they limping, favoring one side? Are their feet pronated? I mean, there are all kinds of things that we're looking for because we want to know what the baseline condition is with someone, because when we exercise, we want to make sure that the exercises are going to improve their posture, balance, and strength, and not necessarily reinforce a bad habit or a bad alignment that is pre-existing.
Yeah. So here at Debbie from Gym Guys, one of our great partners in Generations Magazine, I think is something that I always tell people, we promote this much, is that you have to be proactive. But you have a lot of clients probably come to after a surgery or a procedure done or having a stroke.
Yes.
Yeah, because they're reactive. But, yeah, I mean, that's great, but and it continues them to keep in the stay in the home. But I think if you're thinking about this as you age, I was telling my friend just the other day, you know, you're 70 years old now, you want to continue to play golf and hit the ball far and still be able to go to family functions and travel, you got to start exercising.
Right.
You got to do something out there. So Gym Guys is perfect. They can come to your house, come to your office, like or come to your condominium and work out. So we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
When you feel like Vegas, there's just one place to stay. Grab a drink at the Holo Holo Bar. There's just one place to play. We got a fresh hot look, a new sports book. We got those local meals, just like Auntie Cook's. Aloha spoken here.
Check out the Cow's new renovated look and see why the Cow is Hawaii's favorite place in Vegas to stay and play.
Have you been looking for a safe anti-inflammatory for your health and longevity? Introducing Xanthosin, a doctor-recommended astaxanthin supplement that supports your joints, heart, liver, and longevity. Xanthosin is safe, pure, and specially formulated for superior absorption. Xanthosin complies with all FDA regulations for manufacturing and labeling. Xanthosin, the safe anti-inflammatory for health and longevity. Available at a GNC store near you.
If you're new to Medicare, we can help you work your way through all the questions, the details, and the headaches. Generations TV has gathered experts in the field to help you find the answers. This is Navigating Medicare.
A very important period is coming up, what we call AEP, Annual Election Period, from October 15 to December 7.
The annual election period is when you can change from one plan to another. The plans change. The benefits, coverage, and premiums may be different. So know what you should have. What are your current health needs, your budget, and priorities? You need to make sure the medications you are currently taking are covered and that your doctor is in the network you're looking at.
Like we mentioned before, all plans are different. There's no one plan that's good for everybody. Everybody got different wants and needs. Call us and we can help you.
Helping you work your way through the confusion. Navigating Medicare. Brought to you today by Financial Benefits Insurance, serving the entire state of Hawaii from the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani in Honolulu.
Did you know residential care homes offer a family-oriented atmosphere? At Caregivers Heart Hawaii, our kupuna become part of the family. The smaller environment allows for more personal attention. For example, there's no waiting to go to the bathroom compared to other long-term care options. The patient-to-caregiver ratio is smaller and help is faster. Over time, residential care homes are less expensive compared to other long-term care options. Our caregivers are experienced and enjoy what they do, and all homes are ADA approved. Don't feel stressed and overwhelmed or try to do this alone. Aloha, I am Ku'unani Demonte with Caregivers Heart Hawaii. Let us help you with all your care home placement needs. Caregivers Heart Hawaii has knowledge and experience. For a free consultation and to learn more about us, go to caregivershearthawaii.com, where treating kupuna like family is our business.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit pointvacationshawaii.com.
Hi, I'm Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group. Let us be your Medicare resource throughout the year. We have agents throughout the islands to be of assistance to you. So if you have Medicare questions, we have the answers. Call us at 808-591-4877. Again, 808-591-4877. Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Hauer from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer.
5914777.
We go play.
Complete 4 and 5 night packages from $6.99. Vacations Hawaii, your favorite connection to Vegas.
Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
So welcome back to Generations Radio. We've been promoting in the magazine next week in January 18th and 19th, which is next week, Friday, Saturday, at Windward Mall. We'll be doing our first senior fair on the Windward side. Thanks to Windward Mall and Carol Kai, we're going to be promoting the Great Aloha Run. And the week before Great Aloha Run, they have a senior run walk at Ala Moana Beach Park. So you can sign up there or go online or you can call the Great Aloha office. But it's Friday, Saturday, January 18th, 19th from 9 to 2 o'clock. Debbie, you folks will be there doing exercise presentations. Hopefully Carol can get up on stage with you guys. Carol will be there from 12 to 2 o'clock promoting the Great Aloha Run. We'll have about 20 of our Generations partners there. And we'll be giving away gift cards, things like that. But we really want to promote healthy aging. So we have a Zumba girl and also a yoga girl there. And then Debbie folks, the gym guys. But I think it's really important if you can get a chance to get there. We'll be there both Friday and Saturday. So if you have free Saturday, come on down. We'll be at the center of the mall on a stage there. But we really want to promote this year more healthy aging. You know, as I get older, I can't believe I'm 58. I was talking to my friend just the other day. He goes, man, I remember when we were 20, we were working out. Nothing like we work out today, though. I mean, the way people work out today is just different. When did we start talking about the core? Because I never talked about the core back in my 20s and 30s. You know,
the philosophies have really changed. The methodologies have really changed. And, you know, the crunch used to be a really highly promoted exercise to strengthen abdominals.
Yeah.
And now they're saying that's bad. I mean, you
for
really should, you know, you shouldn't do crunches.
Really?
No. They're like, they don't, all they're really doing is pulling in part of your rectus, which is the straight muscle that makes your six pack abs, but it is very stressful on the back. And unless you really,
especially if you don't do it properly.
Yes. So it's a dangerous exercise. We don't let people do crunches.
Yeah. So for fall prevention and for seniors specifically, what are some of the basic exercises they should be doing? Is there any kind of, I know Tai Chi and all these other kind of exercises are great for fall prevention, which has been tested, but strength is, you need to build strength to be able to.
So actually, get around. To prevent falls, there are several components. One is that balance is a skill, and unless you actually...
Wait, balance is a skill?
Yes.
Okay, never heard that one before. Yeah.
Balance
That's
is
a good
actually
one.
A skill, and you know, unless you practice it, you're not going to be as good at it. So it's just like when we ask people to stand on one leg as a test, the first time they do it, you know, their foot comes up and down, and then they get their, you know, their sense of centeredness, and then pretty soon they're able to stand on one leg. So it's kind of they're practicing, they're getting used to it. So the brain is getting feedback from the movements that are taking place. Mm-hmm. And with that, it's getting better and better at letting you stand. So a lot of our clients that come to us, basically they're concerned about balance. They said their balance is getting worse.
Oh, yeah.
And so the one exercise that we always start out with, because, again, it's the most standard functional movement, is the squat, which we, you know, you featured in us an article for us in your last
Squats are, I didn't realize how important squats are. And that's a great way to burn calories too,
It's a good total body work in the sense that you're using almost every muscle in your body, mm-hmm. strengthens your core, lower extremities. But with the balance component, it's a movement that most people aren't used to. The reason the squat, doing it properly, is so important is because many people, as they get older, they start to develop knee pain when they have to bend, right? And that compression on the knee makes them start to feel unsteady because they don't want to bend because their knees are getting sore, but they still got to get lower. So a squat can get you pretty low into a chair without having to bend your knee, but you have to use a different set of muscle groups. And so you feel unsteady. So again, with practice, your brain learns to get used to it, and then you're more steady. So again, things around the house that I tell people to do is just when you're at the counter, you know, washing dishes, just practice standing on one leg. The more you practice it in standing, the more feedback goes to the brain, the better you'll get at it.
See, people don't think about it. They think, oh, you're just trying to build strength in your legs and your hips and your joints. But it's really the brain that needs to be able to be trained as well.
The brain is a really critical component because at a certain point, if your brain starts to get fearful or feels fearful, when you start to feel afraid that you're going to fall, the brain immediately says, don't move because you're going to fall.
That's right. Yeah.
So you start to freeze. Once you start to freeze, you know that you're less likely to compensate or recover when you lose your balance because your body's stiff. Versus if you're very comfortable with movement, fluid going in and out, and that's why we do a lot of different weight shifting activities, lunges, standing on one leg, shifting to the other leg, because that sends feedback to your body that it's okay to move, you're safe to move, and you're strong enough to hold that position and recover from that position. So then your brain doesn't tell you stop, and you don't freeze up.
Well, one of the hardest things I had to do was very simple exercise, the burpees. I'll tell you.
Oh, burpees, not a simple exercise.
Those are hard. You know, we only do three. And let me tell you, getting that third one takes a little bit of work. You know, my stomach, I have to bend down and bend my stomach in there. Like, oh, my God. But you're so right. Your brain has to understand what's going on. Yeah, you're right. I never thought about all these kind of things until recently. That, yeah, all these activities that you do, these simple things, walking or balancing and catching yourself, your brain got to tell you that.
And yeah? The key to what we do in our functional exercises is that initially, if the brain is not working properly and we have to take you through the movements, you have to think about every movement until you know what that movement is. But then at a certain point when we know you know how to do it, then we want to kick into a different part of the brain that then becomes more automatic. And so we want to activate that component where you don't have to think anymore. Your body's getting into that pattern. It knows what to do. And then the movement becomes automatic. So there are different parts of the brain that we work with at different times to be able to get you back to your
function. Is that what you call controlled instability?
Well, controlled instability is again, exactly where you're trying to get your body to learn how to be comfortable in all different planes of movement in a very safe setting. So typically, you know, you want to learn how to recover from a fall, but you don't want to be falling to learn it. So controlled instability means we are putting you in a controlled environment where we're getting you into an unsteady position and you're learning how to then recover from that instability in a safe, controlled environment.
So how much strength training does a senior need to have?
Well, they say that you should have strength training at least 3 times a week. So even though, you know, they talk about how I think it's the Department of Health and Human Services makes the recommendation that 150 minutes of exercise a week, and it's like walking. But sometimes walking isn't enough to develop strength. And it's not even enough for cardiovascular conditioning if you're not doing a moderately vigorous
right.
walk. So it's kind of a catch-22. You know, people say, oh, walking is fine, but it is better than nothing, but it's not always enough for some people.
I've talked to so many people my age, you know, we get together with my classmates and I always ask, what are you guys doing? So I do a lot of walking. Okay, but I always tell them, you know, that's not enough, right?
And the other part of the walking with the 150 minutes is that who wants to do something like that for 30 minutes every day or an hour, let's say three times a week? I mean, it's a lot to have to put on someone to do on their own. So the one thing good about the format that we use, which is an interval format, you know, you've heard of high intensity interval training, and that seems daunting to some. It's like, okay.
That's how young guys do
exactly.
What do you call it? Boot camping?
Yeah. And that's not what it means for us. For us, what it means is that we are going to maximize your capabilities for 30 to 60 seconds. So we're going to push you to whatever your level is, what you're capable of. And then we're going to give you a recovery period. So sometimes that push is shorter and the recovery period is longer. But as you get better, the push is a little bit longer and the recovery is shorter. But by getting your heart rate up to close to that 80% level, or just elevating it at least 20 to 30 beats per minute, what you're doing is you're getting your heart working, you're getting the muscles of your body more conditioned, so you're getting that aerobic conditioning in a much shorter period of time. Plus, in addition to that, you're getting the strength training because you're doing some resistance with it. So you get a lot of things in a shorter period of time, which is more efficient, so you don't have to exercise as many minutes in the week.
Yeah. What I found also is that is flexibility. You really need to get, when you get older, you really need to really understand that flexibility is really important as you age, right?
Sometimes we don't realize just how inflexible we are until someone actually kind of tests you out. And again, we talked about posture as being the basis. Well, a lot of times when your posture is off and you favor one side, whether it's while you're sitting or when you walk, your muscles tighten down on one side and the other side gets stretched out. So flexibility is really important for that balance so that you can function more efficiently. Many times, too, we don't stretch enough properly. You know, we stretch in a way that maybe stretches our ligaments, but not our muscles. So you need to understand how the body works so you're actually stretching the muscle itself in the proper way that protects your joints, as well as long enough so you actually do get the stretching, the benefits of stretching. So a static stretch, they say you should hold for at least a minute and a half to 2 minutes as opposed to just 20 seconds.
Right.
Dynamic stretching, you know, we can kind of do back and forth, and that helps get your muscles warmed out, gets a little bit of stretch so that you're ready to do an exercise. Mm-hmm. But we like to kind of end many times with some static stretching to make sure that any muscle that we've used can kind of loosen up before we stop the exercise completely and make sure that, again, we try to balance you out.
Mm. Well, we're here with Debbie Kim Morikawa from Gym Guys, and we're talking about how to stay healthy. The home in-home care, do in-home personal training company, and where most of their clients are over 60, if not 80 years old. But Debbie, so let's say people want to look at an exercise program. What are some of the recommendations you can give to people out there listening that want to find the most benefit out of a program? Is it finding a trainer? Is it understanding which exercises to do? What are some of the things that people need to do?
Well, obviously, you know, with my company, I'm going to always suggest that you start with a personal trainer only because you want to be safe. You know, one of the things that I found is even for me, my education is in occupational therapy, but there's still a lot of things that I didn't understand about exercise because that wasn't my focus. You know, we learned on therapeutic approaches with people that have certain types of disabilities. So our approach is a little bit different. So one of the things that we start, again, we talked about the posture. So everybody needs to understand what their baseline posture is and know how to correct it so that when they do start an exercise program, they're going to be in good posture.
But, and, you know, I never thought about posture in the past. No,
it's always been there.
I grew up playing sports all my life, and when you start talking about posture, like, well, my posture is fine. And you go, let's see. You're like, wow, I need to work on that.
Yeah.
You know, people, exercise today is so much different. Your trainers know so much more than I ever knew growing up playing sports all my life. And it's amazing. Just simple things like that are really, really important.
Right. And so if you don't know what your base, your proper posture and alignment is, then whatever you do, as good as it might be, it could be bad for you. So that's why I say start with someone who can help you with that.
I always recommend starting with a trainer. So you give it, plus doing exercise safely.
Yes. Yeah. That's the key, is doing it safely, as well as making sure that what you're doing is going to benefit you. Because if you go to the gym, you see so many people lifting weights, pushing on those machines, and you look at their dynamics, and they're not exercising the right muscles. They're compensating with other muscle groups, and they don't even know it because nobody's pointing it out to them.
Yeah.
So that's one of the key things of having a trainer is that's so beneficial, is that while you're doing all of your exercises, we're actually right there with you, making sure that you're using the right muscles. And so we're constantly asking, okay, where are you feeling it? You should be feeling it here. Because you can do an exercise. It can look exactly the same, but you may be compensating with a different muscle group.
Yeah.
So it's important to know, what are you feeling to make sure that you're exercising the right muscle and achieving the right
goals. Well, you guys kind of, I wouldn't say specialize in seniors, but all your trainers really know how to work with seniors.
So I mean, I select different kinds of trainers
because I've had several of my friends go to trainers and say, oh, he's like 65 years old or so. And go, oh, you're going to a personal trainer? Oh, yeah. How is it going? Oh, it's pretty good. I said, is he specialized with working with you older people, us older people? He goes, yeah, he does. And so about 6 months later, I saw him. He was wearing a sling. I said, something. I said, what happened? He said he tore his pec muscle.
Ooh.
I said, you're 65. How'd you tear your pec muscle? Or he's doing bench presses. Bench presses? I barely bench press. And you're doing bench press at 65 years old? I just saw him again at a wedding 2 weeks ago. And he had shoulder problems now.
Oh.
I said, man, you're a trainer. You got to find a new trainer. These guys don't know how to work with seniors.
Yeah, I've been very fortunate. I have some really, really good trainers. They come with the basic background, and I make sure that they have the same philosophy as we do, that, you know, the posture is the basis for everything. Posture and mechanics, good form, is what trainers refer to it as. They need to have that as their foundation. And then from there, I need people that need to understand that while the exercise principles are the same, when you're working with seniors, you need to be more aware of the risks of injury, as well as their ability to follow instructions and to do certain movement patterns. So they then have to work with me to understand how to adapt the exercises that they do normally with younger people to an older population. So I'm looking for people that have good communication skills, that are very patient, that are willing to adapt and modify the exercises, but still get the full benefit of the exercise for a senior population. And with us, we always talk about the goal is really more towards function. So if we have a really healthy senior and they're still playing tennis, they're still playing golf, and they want to improve those activities, great. You know, our trainers definitely can do those things. But for some of our seniors, they just want to make sure that they can get out of the house, go down the stairs, get on and off the toilet, in and out of the car. They want to reach things from the cabinet safely. So then our exercises are geared much more towards how do we improve those functional activities.
Yeah, but there's so many activities you can do at home. I know, what are some of the activities you can suggest to people around the house?
So we talked about the squat. So look up the Generations magazine on how to do the squat. I tell people, you know, we talked about the couch potatoes who watch TV all day long. I tell people you need to stand up every 30 minutes, but before you sit down again, just do a couple of squats. You know, that will help with, again, the total body training. Yeah. The other thing is, again, we talked about in front of a sink and chair, stand on one leg, see how far you can balance. The other thing you can do in that same position is do heel raises. So going up on your toes, coming down.
Heel raises.
Because so going up on your tippy toes, coming down, and doing about 20 of those, see if you can work up to 3 sets of 20. Again, that strengthens your calf muscles. Your calf muscles are the powerful muscles when you walk. You know, your quads and your calf muscles
are
really
important.
People don't realize that. And so that's a good exercise to do. The other kinds of exercises that you can do for flexibility when you're sitting in front of a TV is I refer to the figure four. So it looks like a four. So you sit with your feet planted firmly on the ground, kind of towards the front of the chair. You want to be very upright. And then you put one leg across your knee and you sit straight. You're going to feel it in your hip.
Hip.
And then with your back straight, you want to lean forward or you want to push your knee down. And that's a really good hip stretch. And when you're watching TV, you don't even notice it. Or you're sitting in front of your computer. If you just get into that position and just hold it, it's okay if eventually you start to slouch down. When you remember, sit up straight again and lean forward and then switch legs. Aerobic-wise, just even the marching in place. One of the tests we use to test aerobic capacity is we put a mark on the side of a wall and we ask people to march in place to get their knee as high as that wall. So being able to stand and march in place for 2 minutes with your knees going as high as you can is a very good aerobic exercise that a lot of people will feel short of breath after the 2 minutes.
Yeah, I have a client actually, I've known her for probably 12 years. And she goes, I exercise. I said, oh, yeah, what do you do? Well, I go walking. I said, oh, where do you walk? Oh, in my house. Walks around in the room, kitchen, bathroom, walks in the garage, come back inside, and does laps in her inside her house. It's so cute. I hope she's doing well out there. But, I think at the home, they have to do some kind of cardio, yeah?
Yeah, and then, you know, to add then a part of a core component to that, as well as giving some flexibility to the spine, you can do rotation when you're marching in place. So you can pump your arms, you can hold cans, you can hold bottles of water to add resistance to that so that the weight-bearing component is then facilitated, and then you pump your arms. And then again, when you're feeling really comfortable, then you can kind of start to turn as you're walking so that there's a slight twist in there. Again, slowly, but then you get your core. You activate your oblique muscles of your abdomen. So there are a lot of things that you can do around the house.
Can you tell us any success stories? You must have a lot of success stories. Besides me, by the way. I really learn a lot about my core and balance. And simple cardio exercise, I sweat. Like you said, we do about 30 seconds to a minute of burst. And we rest a little bit, and then we go back in it. We do about 8 to 10 minutes of that. Just that simple exercise has done tremendous help for me.
Right. Well, we have someone who's in his 60s who just started. He used to play pickup basketball games before. You know, he was in great. He was a smoker, but he was still in great shape. I mean, to play basketball like that, you got to be pretty good. But he wasn't able to do it as much because his knee was bothering him. And he was starting to gain weight and felt that his balance,
like
his balance was a little off. He was getting weaker. And so he was a friend of mine. So he said, you know what? I want to try you guys. And so he started with our trainer, Solomon, who is actually a performance athlete type of a trainer.
Wow.
But is really good with seniors. And within just a couple of sessions, he said, you know, I can feel myself getting stronger. My balance has improved. I feel so much better. And now he's got his girlfriend, you know, who's going to start working out with us.
Wow.
Because she was impressed by what was happening with him. I talked about another woman, I think, before who she, again, is another younger person. But she had a stroke as well as she had a brain tumor. And she was going to physical therapy every year, maxing out the full benefit of what her health insurance would cover. But she just wasn't getting a lot better. Hmm. And so her son contacted us because he lives down the street and he saw my van. And she
you do have a nice van. Gym guys all over that thing.
Yeah. And so she has come to realize that when we started working, she did really well. She improved significantly, was walking pretty well. And then we actually sent her back to physical therapy because she refused to walk with a walker. And so I said, well, at least learn how to walk with a cane. So I sent, you know, I had her get a referral.
Walk properly for a cane?
Well, I asked her to go back to PT to be able to do that because that's something that physical therapy does. But I'm not sure what happened. So we didn't see her for quite a bit. When she came back to us, I guess they didn't feel that she was safe walking with a cane. And when she came back to us, she could barely walk. She had actually ordered a scooter. So we started seeing her again, and she is back to walking. And now she knows that she just has to stay with us once a week at least to maintain what she has.
Yeah, at least once a week, and then they can learn great exercise that they can do at home. So anyway, Debbie, thank you so much. I love your trainers. We'll see you January 18th, 19th at the Windward Mall from 9 to 2 o'clock. You have a table there. You have one of your trainers come out. But what's the best way, or what's some of the ways they can get a hold of you?
They can call me at 638-2525. They can go to the website, which is www.gymguys.com, and just put in your zip code and you'll get to our website.
You can Google you, but Gym Guys, G-U-Y-Z.
Yes.
But yeah, so check them out. Come out for a demonstration next week at Windward Mall, January 18th, 19th. It's Friday and Saturday. Friday will be a little bit better because you're going to have more seniors there because everybody's working during the daytime. But Saturday will be probably a little bit more crowded with all the families there. But they will be doing demonstrations throughout the morning there. So I appreciate your time, Debbie. And I appreciate your trainers. And I love what I've been doing as well. So anyway, thank you very much, everybody. Don't forget to go to generations808.com for listen to our past radio and also our TV shows on OC16. I really got to thank them because our show is growing. We do a new show every other Wednesday at 7:30 at night. So check that out. But you can also watch all our past generations TV shows on our website. So anyway, thank you very much, everybody. We're looking forward to seeing you at Windward Mall, January 18, 19, from 9 to 2 o'clock. As always, everybody, aloha and live well.